This is KUT. People have talked for years about the death of the independent film industry. Seasoned filmmakers continue to leverage credit cards, family, and friends to realize their creative visions. It's a tough climate to find financing. Over the next week, the nation's largest genre film festival is celebrating horror, sci-fi, fantasy, and oddball films here in Austin. Many of the films at Fantastic Fest are independently made. Many were made against the odds. As Jenny Dubin reports, there are challenges for many indie filmmakers, but new opportunities have also emerged.
Well, I think that the independent film industry is alive and well.
That's Tim League. He's the CEO of the Alamo Drafthouse and co-founder of Fantastic Fest.
I'm thinking in terms of independent films as filmmakers that are working under $500,000. And if you can make a film that, in my space, like the genre space, if you make a solid genre film, I think you have a really good shot at making your money back and finding investment for that type of film.
Through Fantastic Fest, League has built a community around independent films that otherwise might not have much of an audience. And much of the industry is doing well. But League says, locally, the Austin indie film scene is a mixed bag.
The local scene is both thriving and struggling. Guys like Richard Linklater and Robert Rodriguez have definitely paved the way, and they've built some infrastructure and people. So I think that builds a bit of a community, but it's not really enough to say that it's a thriving industry.
He says relatively small state tax incentives for film production contribute to the financial struggles. But for some indies, the internet has opened up a new frontier to find funding. Take the production company Rooster Teeth, the Austin-based makers of the longest-running web series Red vs. Blue. They shattered online fundraising records when their Indiegogo campaign raised nearly $2.5 million for their first feature. It's a sci-fi action comedy called Laser Team.
This alien is going to be here in 2 days. If we're not there to fight it, who's going to be? Are you with me?
Hell no!
We were really fortunate in that we kind of didn't have to go that traditional financier route with this. You know, our financiers were our fans.
That's Matt Hullum. He's Rooster Teeth's co-founder and the film's director.
I think having opportunities like crowdfunding now have made something like this viable where it really wasn't in the past.
Laser Team had its world premiere last night at Fantastic Fest. Hullum says engaging their community was the most valuable lesson.
It really is a bi-directional kind of relationship now. And in the past, it's been much more one-sided where, you know, entertainment corporation or conglomerate, what have you, would just make stuff and just drop it on an audience. And it's really not that way. You know, the culture of the internet has changed that.
And Tim League says those opportunities will continue to grow.
Crowdfunding now is poised to get really interesting because they've just made it legal in the United States for equity-based crowdfunding. So instead of supporting a movie like Laser Team and getting a t-shirt for it, you can be a financial partner in the movie. And so I think that's going to be a game changer for how the independent film space continues to find opportunities for funding.
But despite success stories like Rooster Teeth, the local indie film scene is still struggling and huge risks remain. Austin-based filmmaker Karen Skloss learned that the hard way this past summer while shooting her first feature called The Honor Farm.
A week before we were shooting, when we were already crewed up, we had all these commitments. We had a lot of people counting on us. One of our investors just completely went silent. And so we were literally a day away from telling the whole crew, "We're really sorry, but we can't shoot, actually."
While an investor came through with a last-minute loan, Skloss ended up putting some of the production budget on her credit cards.
My only advice for other independent filmmakers trying to get stuff made is just to know that there's going to be more defeat than success, and that that is ultimately the only way that you can last in this business is to be able to fall down and stand back up again and again and again and again.
Like many indie filmmakers, Skloss is hoping her film generates enough buzz to dig her out of the hole. Jenny Dubin, KUT News.